Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. You are in for a treat today because we go back to July of last year for the 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World, and we replay the middle section of the morning. So we speak with Pam Landworth from Give Kids the World. She is inspiring. She's down there creating the magic every day for these amazing families, and thank you so very much to everybody who took the time to tune in and donate. We're going to do this again in the summer of 2018. So in just a few short months, we'll be having another 12-hour live show. So stay tuned for that. But today, some of the memories from last summer. It's a good time. If you missed the show, you are in for a treat today. Lots of lizard talk. We talk about the podcast cruise that we took right before this. Lots and lots of fun. But first, let me remind you of our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at The Wisdom of Walt. We've got a couple of great books to read here in February. You got Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, the newest book by author Jeff Barnes, talking about Walt Disney taking the Disneyland idea to the East Coast, down to Central Florida. It gives some backstory on that, but more importantly, it's a book that'll inspire you to build better relationships with those people around you, whether it's your coworkers, your friends, your family. It's a book to kind of, you know, take an inventory on how you're doing things and how you might inspire those around you to become a better person. So check out this book. Also, check out The Wisdom of Walt, the original, focused around Disneyland. It's an amazing read. Both books are great, great Valentine's present for that person in your life. So check them out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. For the cost of a counter service meal at Pecos Bills, you'll have 365 days of amazing information to help you steer clear of the crowds and be the hero of your family. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com. All right, well, let's go back to the tape. Let's jump in. It's mid-morning, late July 2017, where we raised over $30,000 for Give Kids the World. Thanks to folks like you. Enjoy the show.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
I need a clock that I
can... You have one. It's right behind you.
No, actually, I have a different
clock.
Right
there.
That I got on vacation.
That's a clock.
But that's a whole other story. It's got all fives on it, remember?
Anyway, yes.
Yes.
I actually have my little blender thingy setting.
We'll have to get those out at 5 o'clock. We'll do that. Oh, at 5 o'clock, we'll bust out the blenders and the clocks from Margaritaville. That's what we'll do.
Yes.
All right. So we are at the top of another hour. We're entering hour three of the 12-hour live show. It's going well so far. I think we're having a great time. Most importantly, raising funds for Give Kids the World. Pam, I'm going to do a couple things behind the scene here for a couple of minutes. So do you want to give us some totes and see what's going on with the donations?
Mike,
oh, wait, Ricky does.
Mike,
hang on.
Just a warning. Pam Landworth is calling in at some point, so you might want to look out for a 407 number.
Okay. That's good to know.
Sorry.
It's good to know because it's over my shoulder this year. I got computers everywhere. Okay. I got to watch Mission Control. All right. Okay. So, Pam, here, I'm going to put up the lower third, but can you bring your chair up just a little bit because you're a little bit hidden by the – I know we talked about this. Or just lower your camera just a smidge. We're doing this live. I know. Let's see.
Well, you know, there we've got the video thing going this year, so
I know.
It's a whole different
game. I know.
It's
brutal. I know. And this year I was smart. I wore pants instead of shorts so I don't freeze down here.
Well, that's good.
I know.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
So is that good or not good?
Just pop up a little bit more.
I'm trying.
There we go. There we go. Now we're looking professional. All right. Pam, fill us in. We're at the top of the hour, starting hour number three. How are the donations going? How can folks donate that are just tuning in?
So right now we have raised almost $4,000. We are $30 away from $4,000. So we're closing in on that. So that would be awesome to hit that goal. While I'm telling you all the ways that you can donate. And one of the best ways is just go to brpodcast.com. You will see on the right-hand side of the page, there is a blue and green banner that says First Giving. And there's a green button. You just go ahead and click that button to donate. It's easy peasy. If you've used First Giving in the past, you can go ahead and sign in using that information that you've used in the past. You probably created an account. If you haven't, you can actually use Facebook to create your account and make that easy, or you don't have to create an account at all. No matter what you do, though, it's going to take probably less than a minute for you to donate. It'll probably take you longer to enter in your credit card numbers than it will to do anything else during that time. And then you can donate. In addition, you can go to Facebook on the Be Our Guest podcast, and you can look in the photos. There's an album for all the incredible items we have for auction during this 12-hour live show. And the auction is live now. There are some great candles that have some fantastic scents. There's some LuLaRoe mini pants. There is also a handcrafted lizard afghan, which I really like. That's awesome. Very cool. I love the lizard tie-ins here. We have a bunch a bunch of lizard things. If you're a lizard, there's lots of things that you're going to want. There's also a K Frozen bracelet. Hey Jewelers Frozen bracelet, which is very cool.
Pam, I heard every kiss begins with K.
It does.
There is a signed copy of Disney Tale of the Tape. Which is very cool. There's all kinds of great stuff in there. There's the John Stamos stuff that I'm going to win. Yes. I keep putting it out there.
Yes.
I figure it's like subliminal messaging, right?
Right. Pam's going to win this. No one else bid.
It's fine if people want to bid it up so that I have to pay a little more for it. I understand that. It's all going to the kids. So
it is.
I'm just saying. But yeah, eventually it will be mine.
Eventually it will be Pam's.
But there's all kinds of great stuff to bid on. Please go and do that. That all of that stuff was donated, which means when you bid on something, that entire amount is going to go to Give Kids the World. So it's awesome, awesome. So just bid on that stuff.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's pretty awesome, the stuff we've got. Let me tell you.
Like, it is.
Y'all knocked it out of the water again. I mean, I know this is only the second year I've been doing the auction, but, you know, you guys just, I mean, you keep commenting to me, hey, I've got more stuff. So
hey,
it's
Ricky,
awesome.
I think we have a special guest on the line from down in the 407 area code. Who's joining us?
Hey, it's Pam. I'm so sorry. I was dialing the wrong. Can you believe it? I was given the wrong number originally, so I had to do some super sleuth work.
We appreciate your time.
Sorry
about that. We love talking to you. We get to talk to you every summer and hope things are going well for you here in 2017.
Oh, it just couldn't be better. We're growing like weeds and things are going great out at the village and serving more families and having more fun things like this. So we really appreciate all your support.
All right. Well, Ricky's here, and I know that you've been talking to Ricky, so I'm going to let Ricky take it over here.
Hey, Ricky.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a nice rainy day down here in Central Florida.
Oh, no. I thought the sun only shined.
You know, it does. It does in your mind. That's all that matters.
That's right.
Always shines in the village.
Thank you once again for joining us. It's always such a pleasure to have you on the show. First, tell our listeners who, you know, maybe because we get listeners all the time who are new to the show. So tell our listeners a little bit about Give the Kids the World Village and what makes it so special.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the show's not long enough for all of that, but I will tell you that we are the destination. It's amazing. You know, we are the destination for families from all around the world. When the family has a child with a life-threatening illness between the ages of 3 and 18 and one wish, and that's, of course, to come visit all the magic at Disney. And so we have served 155,000 families in the last 31 years. We'll serve over 8,000 this year. And the thing that we love is when we get our families and they write to us and they tell us, you know, the village itself was so magical. And that's really what it is. It's an 80-acre you know, it's been called heaven on earth. It's just absolutely amazing. We have 168 villas where the families stay, 2 bedrooms, 2 baths, completely wheelchair accessible. We have attractions. We have a merry-go-round, and we have a magic bike ride and a train and a pool and fishing and parties. I think the favorite thing is that we have an ice cream palace that's open from 7:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night. So kids can start and end their day with banana splits and hot fudge sundaes. Just as much fun as we can pack into a week.
That's awesome.
It is.
I want to start my day with a sundae. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Every day should start with a sundae.
It really is. It's amazing. It's so much fun. And, you know, so many times you hear people go, well, I don't know if I could be there. It's got to be so sad with all of these children. And I tell you, it is the happiest place on earth, because they come here and they can forget about their illnesses and forget about all the things that are a drain on them. You know, they don't have to worry about where their next meal is going to come from or how they're going to pay their bills. It's just a whole week for the entire family, and it's very special. And it's anything that we can do to create that happiness that'll inspire them to go back and renew their battle against their illness.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You mentioned exactly my story that, you know, we've been, this is our 9th annual fundraiser for Give Kids the World, but I had not experienced the village personally until last year when we got to go down and got to go on a really awesome tour of everything that you guys do. And the thing was, is, you know, I've talked to you that I used to teach elementary school, so I deal with kids every day. And so, you know, I'm around, you know, kids that are from, you know, 2nd grade to 6th grade, you know, in their prime,
right,
having a good time.
Wow.
But I also see kids that have struggles too. But the thing was, I thought it would be sad. You know, that was my perception of, oh, I love working with kids, but I don't want to see the sadness. I left that place so fired up for life because all I saw was good stuff. You know, I saw smiles and laughter and families just having a blast. And I'll tell you what, you're exactly right. As cool as Walt Disney World is, I could have stayed at the village for 2 or 3 days because we got to ride the, like you said, the bike ride. We got to pedal that thing and have a good time. The train. I got to play with the model train sets. I had some ice cream. That place is awesome.
Yum.
So you guys not only make it to where, I think some people might have the perception that you're kind of a place for housing so that you can go see the Central Florida, you know, attractions.
Right,
but you guys are the destination, I think, because
so
much good happens there. I love everything about Give Kids the World.
And that's really why it was designed, because, you know, I mean, if you try to pack, and we're so blessed that all the parks here support us so that families can go to all 4 Disney parks, both Universal Park, SeaWorld, Aquatica, they can go to Gatorland and Legoland. Well, I mean, even if you're a family with everybody healthy, you can't do all that in a week and not be totally exhausted. And then sometimes the kids get down here and they are not feeling well. So the beauty is that people don't feel like they're missing out. So the siblings can still go out and enjoy the park and have the ice cream and do all those things and not feel like, once again, their vacation was destroyed or ruined, you know. So it's just, and then there's no lines. It's just, it's so laid back and nobody stares at the families there. And, you know, so many of these children may not feel like they fit in everywhere. And at the village, everybody fits in. So it's so exciting.
It is.
And then, you know, we do parties all the time. So we celebrate Christmas every Thursday night, celebrate Halloween every Monday night, do a village idol program so the kids can get up on stage and sing. The characters come to the village so they don't have to wait in those long lines in the park. So it's just, it really is a truly magical week.
And you know what I see? One of my favorite characters that I get to see on social media that visits the village quite frequently is my good friend Yeehaw Bob Jackson. He always seems to bring out the smiles, does he not? He's such a great guy.
Yeah. We're so blessed. And the kids, you know, we get, it was really interesting this past weekend. We had the St. Lucie Mets, which is like the single A team for the New York Mets. And all of the team members came out and spent time. And, of course, Tim Tebow's on that team.
Yeah.
And so about 25 of the team members came out and just interacted with the kids for a couple hours and had a great time. And, you know, these are all, you know, these are, a lot of these kids maybe dream about growing up to be a baseball player or something. And probably those dreams won't come true. So these are their heroes.
Yeah.
Which makes it wonderful.
I love seeing that. You know, even, and I got to admit, that the folks who listen to our show know that I'm a reality TV junkie. You know, my dream is to, I drove 6 hours last year to try out for the show Big Brother on CBS. And unfortunately,
oh my gosh, you're kidding.
Still waiting for the call. Still waiting for the call, CBS.
Yeah, you're still waiting.
I'm still waiting, you know, I guess next year. But, you know, I like that so many groups, like I see a lot of the reality folks that, that play on these games like Survivor and Amazing Race and so forth.
They're coming down again.
Yeah, they go down and support the village. And that's a neat thing because, you know, maybe a kid doesn't necessarily want to be an athlete, but maybe they want to be, you know, a TV personality or something. So I love that so many, because it's such a diverse group that you have so many folks all rallying for the kids. I love seeing that. That's awesome that you can bring so many people together.
Well, what was interesting is I don't watch a lot of TV. So I was wondering the first year that they came, I said, well, how many are they going to really recognize who these folks are? But then on the flip side, these kids spend a lot of time watching TV because, you know, they're in the hospital. And so their families, I mean, it was amazing. And what's so special about it, it's called the Hearts of Reality Weekend. And they come down and they, all of the participants from these, like over 100 now that come down and they participate in our Pirates and Princesses party. And in kind of like a little twist, they ask for the autographs of the kids.
That's
which
awesome.
Is really cool. Make them feel like the heroes. Yeah.
Because they are the heroes. You know what? The kids that are
they
there.
They are the heroes.
That's
they
exactly,
really are.
I mean,
yeah.
They're fighting a battle and they're being more courageous than most of us have ever asked. You know, I've never been asked to be that courageous in my life, you know, and I'm 43 now. So I look at these kids and I say, you know what? I'm in awe of your strength, you know, and that's so
they
amazing.
They are really heroes.
They are.
When you think about the things that they go through. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I had to get my blood drawn the other day, and I was the biggest baby. I was, like, telling my wife, oh, no, here comes the needle, you know, and I'm like, you know, I'm 6'3". I'm a big dude, you know what? So they're definitely tougher than me. So let me ask you this.
They are definitely tougher than all of us.
100%. Let me ask you this, though, Pam, while we have you on here, because I know that we have one of our friends, Joanne, who lives in the Central Florida area. She's one of the great volunteers, and lots of our listeners take time out of their Disney vacations to volunteer at the Village. Can you talk to our listeners about how they can get involved, not only monetarily, which we're doing today because it means so much, but also with their time and their talents, too?
Right. Yeah, we are so blessed. We would not be able to exist without our volunteers. We fill roughly anywhere between 1,700 and 1,800 volunteer shifts each and every week, which is an astounding number. We have about 18,000 active volunteers. So, and we have done some studies and about 84% of those are jobs that we would have to provide paid labor for if we didn't have volunteers come out. So it's anything from scooping ice cream to participating in any of those nightly parties to gift giving to just hundreds of shifts every week. And the best way is just to go on our website, www.givekidstheworld.org, and just, you can sign up online. You can do the orientation online. And the beauty is then you can even, you know, schedule yourself for a volunteer shift online. And they're, you know, we're open, of course, you know, every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So there's always something available, whether it's, you know, serving. And there's jobs because some people really want to interact families. And then those are others who, you know, prefer not to. I mean, they might want to do something in the background, like work in an office environment or do some things where they're not really center stage. And we've got a lot of those positions, too. But, you know, when we get, again, those guest comments, they're just always commenting about these incredible people who give their time and come down and volunteer for kids that, you know, they'll probably never see again. But they just make such a huge difference.
Yeah. It, from the time we got out of the car till the time we left, and I didn't want to leave. I mean, and the thing is, I was like, okay, we're going over to see the Village, you know, it's going to be fun, but we have fast passes at four to ride Expedition Everest or something. The whole thing, I was like, forget the fast passes. I don't want to leave, because everybody from the person who greeted us as we got out of the car was so chipper and so happy and so excited, but, you know, to get to show us the Village. You know, that was the whole thing. Like, it was almost like a proud parent. You know, you got to come see. No, check this out. You know, oh, we have this now, you know, and check out this. You know, this is brought to you. This is where we eat. This is where we, you know, this is our pool. You know,
right.
So I gush because I love it.
Little spa area where the kids can get their little hair and make, their little makeup done.
And
now the new thing that we're doing is we're actually taking down the ice cream palace and rebuilding it in honor of Henry, the founder of Give Kids the World. You know, Henry just turned 90, and he unfortunately is battling, you know, dementia and things that just happen when you are 90 years old. And so there's just, he's got such a rich history. And so we don't ever want to lose that. So Henry got his start in the hospitality business, of course, when he came over from Europe after having been in concentration camps for 5 years. And he was the general manager of the hotel where all the original astronauts stayed during those pioneering space days over on the Space Coast. So he was the general manager of the Starlight Motel. So we're going to rename this place the Henry Starlight Scoops. Nice. And it's going to be a space-themed ice cream palace. And we're so excited. We're just now getting the final drawings done now, and we'll hopefully have it open sometime next September.
Oh, you guys.
So always awesome. Looking at different things that we can do.
You guys have me so bad, because not only am I, you know, you got the reality TV connection, but I was an instructor at space camp down in Huntsville because I love space.
Oh, my gosh.
So I taught teachers.
Fabulous. That.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know Henry's story, and I've actually stayed. We went on a cruise about 2 years ago, and I specifically stayed in Cocoa so that I could stay at that hotel that he managed. I wanted to be a part of that history.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's still there. There's a sign. Yeah. So you can check out the sign.
I love it. So we can, so all that information is on our website too, but we actually have a Give Kids the World flag that when John Glenn went back up into space on the space shuttle back, I think in 98, he took a Give Kids the World flag with him. So we have a flag that's been in outer space that we're going to be able to put on display there, and just a lot of memorabilia because, you know, John Glenn and Alan Shepard and all those original astronauts were such a big part of our founding.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that they flew a flag on that mission. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, I know.
I'm going to be there. I got to check it out.
A lot of cool stuff. So, yeah, keep going to our website. You can keep abreast of everything that's happening. But, again, it's all for the kids. The kids just are so happy while they're here. And it's podcasts like this and fundraisers like this that really allow us to be able to continue to do this. So I just appreciate it so much.
It's our pleasure. It is honestly our pleasure to do this all year. Our runners support you guys year round, and we appreciate it. I want to throw this over to Pam Forrester, one of our co-hosts here on the show. Just wanted to make sure that everybody gets a chance to speak to you, because I know your time is very limited. But Pam,
not a problem.
Throw to Pam here real quick for a bit.
From one Pam to another. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey!
I just wanted to mention that when we visited last year, one of the things that really stuck with me is something that Mike mentioned quickly here, and that was just the ownership that the volunteers have. And I think that's really the ownership of just making sure that things are great for the kids, and the pride that they were showing in everything that exists from the tour around. Every time we saw volunteers there, they were just so happy to explain what was going on and show us the area that they were working at, and just so passionate and enthusiastic about it. And I think that that's something that I've found with everyone who knows about this charity and gets involved with this charity, is just that there's just a real passion because you see the work being done there. And it's incredible. I think it makes a mark.
Right.
We're so grateful that you all are doing this. We're so grateful to be such a small part of this, but in some way support it. And it just, you know, it makes us feel great about this, you know, just being a part of it, having the opportunity. And just wanted to thank you so much for that.
Oh, that's wonderful here. You know, if you ask any of the volunteers, they will tell you too, that they get so much more out of it than they put into it. Especially, you know, our seniors, it's, you know, they may not have grandchildren, they may be away from their grandkids. And so to be able to participate in the lives of these kids and bring smiles. And one of the special things I think about, you know, there's over 1.5 million nonprofit organizations in the United States alone, which is amazing. There's so many incredible organizations to give your time and money to. One of the blessings of the village is a lot of times you're giving money or you're sending a check, just hoping that you're going to cure this or find, you know, really for this social issue. At the village, it's that instant gratification. You know, you're seeing the difference that you're making right there. And I think that's one of the things that volunteers like so much about it, that you don't have to take it on faith that you're making a difference. You see it right there in the child's face. And that's why I think they just get so much out of it. And even the young kids, I think it's so good for the kids who are younger. My grandkids are down this week and I'm taking them out. We're going to volunteer in the ice cream palace this week. And it's good for them to see that, you know, even though they might have different kinds of challenges, as all kids growing up do, it's good to see that, you know, these kids that are out there going through everything they're going through, but then they have these additional struggles. And I think it puts everything into perspective.
Yeah, and you see,
I just wanted to mention what a great charity Give Kids the World is in terms of, you know, you guys have so many great volunteers and so many people that want to be a part of it that your overall operating costs are so low in that respect. And it's just, It's so awesome to see a charity where the program expenses are able to be kept so low. And you just know that you're doing so much good with that money that's donated. So that's awesome to see as well.
Yeah, we're very proud of it. You know, we consistently get the 4 stars. Last year, you know, Charity Navigator started grading charities. And this probably can't happen all the time because, you know, it's really hard to get perfection. But we were one of only 47 charities in the United States to get a perfect score of 100.
And that's awesome.
And it's because of transparency and efficiency. And, you know, the fact that we do keep our admin rate this year, I think, is just under right around 7%, which means that 93 cents of every dollar spent goes directly to the mission. And it's because of volunteers and all of these other, you know, it's a business. You have to run it like a business, too. So it's good business practice. But it's also the heart of those amazing volunteers that help us keep our costs down because they're giving all their time to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It just, it's
and that
amazing.
Just speaks to the passion, I think, of the people that are involved and the things that you're doing. This is something that I think so many folks can relate to. And just knowing that they're able to help in some small way is a good thing. So again, awesome.
Yeah. It's a good feeling. Everybody wants to help. I think everybody wants to be part of something bigger than themselves. And so we're just so grateful that you guys have embraced us. You've done tremendous things for us. So we hope you'll keep coming back.
Oh, we definitely will. Trust me, because this is something that we can get behind. We have been behind for years and we'll never stop because, you know, we say this when we try to promote the show in the months leading up to today, that this is 100% an opportunity to do some good in the world today, you know, because when you see those kids smiling and one of the other things I want to add is like I noticed that you see siblings that are the, you know, the kids that are not having the struggles that are the healthy kids. You know, for the first time, they're becoming a family as a whole at the village. You know, they're not being kind of put off to the side for a little bit. I saw the kids, you know, just everybody was eating it up. You know, it's not just the child who's going through the challenges.
It's the whole family.
Yeah,
it's awesome. For the whole family. Absolutely.
All right, Ricky.
Love it.
Ricky, I'm going to turn it over to you because I know Pam's time is limited here. So you can kind of close this out with a couple questions or comments.
Yeah, I think you talked about, you know, I was going to ask you what all is new that's going on at Give Kids the World. So I know you talked about the ice cream parlor. Is there anything else that's going on that's new coming up for Give Kids the World?
Well, you know, we just opened our new spa, which is great. So we had the we had a wonderful Twinkle Hope's La Di Da Royal Spa in the Castle of Miracles. And because we keep running out of space for stars, we moved the spa over to a new area. And we also have a workout facility for our families for the very first time, a G.I. Joe workout room, and then a spa and a fun place where they can actually do selfie pictures after they get all made up and do the crazy hair and stuff. And then very soon we will be opening the Star Observatory, which is a new area inside the castle for more of those precious stars. For those listeners who don't know, for every child that comes, they get to write their name on a the only thing that we do only for the wish child is they write their name on a gold star. And then our star fairy, Stella, in the middle of the night swoops down and gathers up all the stars and puts them on the ceiling of the Castle of Miracles. So you can imagine with 155,000 families already and the growing number, it's we keep running out of space for stars. So we're hoping to open that in the next month or so, which will be very cool.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that you guys are expanding the star gallery because that's, you know, that's one of the things that has always, when I've been there, that's, you know, all the one of the things that's always stuck with me is to see all those stars. And, you know, kids do come back and they ask to see, you know, to find their star. And you guys are so great. I mean, you know exactly where the star is, which I think is such a fantastic thing with all the stars that are up there. You can still find their star, which is so wonderful.
Yeah, it's really special for those families who've lost their child and they want to come back and they'll say they want to remember the happiest week in their life. And so they come back just to see maybe one of the last things that their child really wrote their name on, which is so powerful, very powerful.
Yeah, that to me, that's the thing that left the impression of the scope of what you do, because you see the pragmatics of it, the smiles, the kids with ice cream all over their, you know, chins and stuff and giggling and running around by the pool. I mean, you see that immediately. But when you walk in and you want to physically see the impact of the village, when you go into that area with the stars and Stella's there, you know, making sure that everything gets taken care of behind the scenes, it's amazing. And it shows that, you know, again, the good in the world is happening right there down in Kissimmee. So Pam, we thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're going to try to get you as much as we can today because we want you to keep making
it. I love it. I'll keep following it on your webpage.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate
so
it.
Much.
My pleasure. Thanks. Have a great day. Appreciate
you
it, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Pam. Thank you.
All right, Pam Landworth, Give Kids the World Village. That's why we're here today, folks. You just heard it. That's amazing. Don't you love those stories, man? It warms my heart, truly.
Yes, it's just incredible. I love hearing from Pam. You know, what they do at the village is just so wonderful. You really can't put it into words how wonderful what they do is. And if you ever get the chance to go over there volunteering, you hear from like Joanne when she volunteers all the time and just how incredible and powerful it is to go over there and volunteer. So,
yep. She picks up the good folks from the airport. She's the greeter. She's the first contact. I love that. That's awesome. It's gotta be exciting because, you know, I can just tell you from just learning how to, you know, basically getting my wings here in the last 18 months that Orlando International can be an overwhelming place. So I'd imagine it's so good to see a smiling face right there saying, I got you. Let's take care. Let's get you over to the village. Love that.
That's right.
All right. So let's take some calls here since we have some time and we'll do the question show here a little bit later. Because what time is it? It's 11:30 already on the East Coast. It's 10:30 here.
It is.
Yeah, we're rolling along. So you can give us a call, 407-413-9395. We'll talk about anything that's on your mind. We have our caller here. It doesn't take long. Hey, caller, who's joining us?
Hi, it's Joe Pickus.
Hey,
Joe!
The man. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Hey,
what's going on?
Not much. Not much. I've been watching you. I've got you on Facebook. So I just heard you finish with Pam. So that was really nice to hear.
She's an amazing lady. She, she's down there doing the things that we wish we all had. You know, we wish we were there to be able to get our hands dirty, but that's what she does. And she's out there, tooting the horn for the village. And that's exactly what's needed. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was interested to hear talking about volunteers, because one thing I was going to say, I mentioned this in an email to Ricky a couple weeks ago, or a week or so ago, is that I haven't volunteered yet, but my family's going at the end of August, and my daughter, who's just turned 12, and I are volunteering one morning. And I just wanted to say, if you're thinking about doing it, I'm the kind of person that I had this idea to sign up to volunteer about a year ago when we were planning this trip. And I was like, oh, I should contact Give Kids the World. And I kind of put it off. And it's like, yeah, I'll get to that. And finally, I'm like, no, I've got to handle this. And it was the simplest thing to sign up. It really, you go to their website, you find, I think it's like support us and then volunteer. There's a web form to sign up. My daughter and me took 5 minutes. They had to send a form because my daughter's a minor, so I just had to sign that and fill that out and scan it and send it back to them. But then I guess after you do that, you can sign up and become their online kind of the orientation or something like that. But if you can't do that, you can't do the kind of online sign up. You have to go through email or a person. But it was even doing that, it was like maybe 20 minutes total over 3 or 4 days. They wrote to me and said, you're signed up. And I said, well, here's the dates we're going to be there. What do you have? You know, do you have anything scheduled for that day? And they're like, yes, we've got everything scheduled. Here's like the 400 different things you can do. And it's like, oh, we'll do this. And so my daughter and I are going to do breakfast one morning. I thought that was cool, both because we get to see a lot of families coming through, but also with my daughter being 12 and kind of not having a lot of volunteer experience, I thought what would be cool is for her to see because it's the dining room, there's going to be a lot of volunteers there. It's not going to be like running the train or the carousel where it might be just one or two people, but there'll be like a whole bunch of volunteers. And so my daughter can see, you know, you don't have to be special to be a volunteer. You know, it just is, you just have to go there and be kind and be pleasant and, you know, do what they tell you to do. Go refill the ice cream machine or go get those plates and bring them to the kitchen, you know, just, and to see that, yeah, it's just everyday people, you know, it's just everyday people that are doing these kind of volunteer work. So we're excited about that. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm glad that you gave a firsthand account of the process of you know, getting into the volunteer system. And I think you make a good point that I'm one of those people just like you, Joe. I'll put something off. I'll say, I need to do that, but, you know, I'll do that this coming week, you know, and I'll, then, you know, that week gets busy. And then it's like, next week, I promise, you know, I'll do the paperwork. And like you said, maybe today during a 12-hour show, you know, we're on the air for 12 hours. You know, hey, hammer that out in 20 minutes while we're broadcasting, while you're listening today. Maybe you're at a computer, you know, because the first step's always the hardest, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, even the sign up, it went so fast. I'm like, oh, well, that was easy. And then they wrote back to me, and I was like, I wrote back to them saying, well, what do I have to do next? And they're like, you've done it all. You know, like they do their background checks and things like that. But it was like, you know, when are you available, and what kind of things do you want to do? And like the shifts, as I said, my daughter and I are doing breakfast, so it's an early start, but not any earlier than rope drop. I think we need to be down there. It's something like 7:30, and our shifts like 7:30. They had some from 7:30 to 10:30 in one eating place, and then one from I think 7 to 11:30 in another. So it's 4 hours. We'll be back. We'll probably take Uber because we won't have a car. You know, we'll be back by lunchtime. It's you know, and especially we'll be there for a little bit more than a week. So I can see some people do, you know, those kind of lightning trips where they go in for 3 days. But, if, you know, for anybody who's thinking about going down for a longer trip, they've got and having gotten their email, they have shifts like all throughout the day. They've got, you know, like 4 hour evening shifts, early evening, you know, from the very earliest to the very latest part of the day. It seems like they've got lots of things. And so, yeah, it's really we're excited about it. I mean, we don't know exactly what to expect, but I think we're going to go into it, you know, just trying to learn as much as we can and you know, just try to enjoy it as much as we can too.
Yeah, I think as a family too, that's one of those things that you're going to come home saying, that's one of the things we're going to remember for a really long time. You know, we remember all of our, you know, memories from our Walt Disney World vacations. Don't get me wrong. You know, our interactions with characters, favorite attractions, sure, good meals. But this is something that is going to leave a mark, you know, that's going to maybe inspire, you know, who knows, your daughter may see something there that inspires her in her future. I love exposing the kids to that kind of stuff. Just as a parent, you know,
yeah,
I think
yeah,
there's nothing better yeah, you can do for your family.
Yeah, and as I said, so the age limit, it looks like, is 12. So as I said, she's just hit 12. But my son would go, but he's a couple of years younger than that. So sometime in the future. But yeah, so it'll be a good time. So
we'll definitely have to hear about that when you get back. So you're going, so you guys heading down, you said next August or this coming August here?
Yeah, just towards the end of next month. Yeah. So we're excited because we're getting to stay in the beach club. Disney,
nice.
Their UK travel agents had a good deal last year, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And so this was one that was hard to pass up. Yeah. So we're really looking forward to it.
So. So what are some things you have planned for this trip? What besides staying at beach clubs got you excited?
Well, that was one thing I actually had a question. Now I need very, very specialized advice, and I really have great respect for both you, Mike, and for Ricky, but I need somebody who really knows lounges.
That would be.
And so I was wondering if Pam.
I'll be back. Hang on.
Oh,
here it is. Watch. I'm going to run to the restroom. Okay, Pam is on the full shot, so I'll see you guys later.
I got you, Joe. I got you.
Okay.
That's
well,
funny.
My kids are in. We went a couple of years ago. My kids spent a couple of nights in the kids' clubs, and they requested to stay in the Sandcastle Club, of all places, again this time. So my wife and I have kind of a Epcot Resort or the Boardwalk Resort area or Epcot kind of evening. And I was wondering what you thought of as the kind of best lounge for kind of a combination of drinks, although we both drink, but also kind of for people watching. So I was tempted by the one of the ones in the hotels, but I know those are kind of a little bit more secluded. So I wanted to see what you would think, you know, just for a quick or not so quick stop.
Well, so I will say for people watching, there's a couple things you could do. Over now, this isn't really a lounge, but over near Hurricane Hannah's, there they do have a bar, and they're able to make a lot of different drinks, and you can kind of sit there, and you have a great view of the sidewalk that kind of everyone takes if they're walking from the Epcot resorts over into Epcot. It's kind of right along there, and you can gaze out over at the boardwalk. So that's an option, although not quite a traditional lounge. It kind of will, you know, do all the things you're looking for. Also, in that same kind of vein, not quite the same, would be you could stop at Big River. I mean, they have great seating outdoors. Now, not really a lounge, but you could order just drinks and some appetizers, although they do kind of specialize in beer. I believe they have a full bar there. So something to think about there. I like all of the lounges at the Epcot Resort. So you have Cruise Cup, of course, at the Yacht Club, which we've talked about here on the show a few times. It has good food in addition to drinks. And plus, you get the smell from Yachtsman Steakhouse the whole time you're sitting there.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool, too. There is a great lounge over at the Beach Club, too. The name is escaping me. It's like... I think it's like Martha's Vineyard or something like that. But anyways, is a great lounge too. Very comfy seats. And then over at the boardwalk, you have the Bellevue Lounge, which I think is a great location too. That has a little bit of people watching as well, because you can see people walking to the elevator. But again, I tend to like some of those outdoor locations. So you might want to give one of those a try.
Oh, okay. I was also looking at Tutto Gusto, the wine cellar. Have you been there?
You're available at Epcot too. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, we've signed them in, and they've changed from like an hour, the kids club has changed, this one has, from an hourly thing to like it's a flat fee. You drop your kids off at 5 and you pick them up whenever. So
inside Epcot, Tutto Gusto is great. It really kind of feels like you're in a cellar. And it's a nice location. They have great little small plates of food to do as well. Of course, you know, you have the margarita bar and La Cava there in Mexico. And there are some great locations, I think, you know, around. But yeah, Tutto Gusto is actually it's a great place. It's one of my favorite places to just go and kind of hang out. So I think you'll like one for sure.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. So, okay. Well, that's the question I had about my trip. So, I did have a question. I did have a question. Quick question for Ricky. Is she there?
She better be. Let's see.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Ricky and I corresponded a little bit. We corresponded a little bit earlier in the week. Do you have those 5 questions kind of written down and somewhere safe in case you get a phone call sometime today?
I will be panicking because I did not. So there will be questions that come out of my head, and most of them will be how.
Okay, because I don't know how I was thinking. Well, I was thinking that would be Pam's reaction. You know, it would be kind of like if you watch the old Muppet shows when, you know, backstage when you know everything's breaking loose and they're all running around, and on stage, you know, is the, you know, somebody's trying to get something done. So I don't know anything about it, but I, you know, Ricky was tagging John Stamos left and right. So I was thinking,
I was like, John Stamos, like, I even messaged him last night before I went to bed. I was like, if you have free time tomorrow, please give us a call. He favorited two of my tweets. So,
His public relations people know you're,
at this point, they know I exist.
They have a restraining order against you, but they know you
exist. Right.
She's been asked not to contact him anymore, but it's awesome.
then we have a problem. But you know.
She will be receiving, like, there will be a sheriff at the door to give her the cease and desist order. But
it's okay.
Well, can I just say about him? In all seriousness, I didn't grow up watching Full House, but I'd seen it. I'm of that age, and you know, and I saw him on ER and things like that, and I've seen that, like, the commercials, and you know, he's always had that kind of that kind of jokey persona and, mm-hmm. and, you know, not taking himself too seriously and things like that. But in kind of contacting, I was going to say, I had my people contact his people and my people being me. But just, you know, just, I just sent his public relations thing, people an email, and they very kindly bumped it up and responded and all of that. And so, but in kind of all of the dealings I've had with them, and I haven't dealt with him personally, but in kind of doing that, I've looked at some videos of him. He was down for the Pandora opening where he mentions Give Kids the World. And there's a couple of other stories out there about him, his involvement with Give Kids the World. And I can tell you, it's kind of, you know, jokey and kitschy and as fun as he is, the more I've read about him in the last, you know, month or so and kind of trying to contact, you know, his agency, my level of respect for him has gone up so high. I mean, he really has everybody knows he has this deep love for Disney, but his kind of involvement with Give Kids the World goes back like 15 years. He's been volunteering, you know, he volunteers there, he drops in and does stuff with them. And it's not a lot of high publicity stuff, I don't think. It's just is, I think he does use it more to benefit the charity than to benefit himself. You know, it's not a, here, look at me working with these children. It's more, you know, oh yeah, I've been doing, you know, you find out this year, oh yeah, he's been doing this for 15 years. So, so it's, you know, I really, as I said, my appreciation for the generosity of him and his public relations people, you know, has, and my appreciation of what he does has really, gotten gone quite high over these last couple of weeks. So, if he happen to be listening, I'm very grateful.
That Mike kind of posted something and then dropped off the face of the planet. thanks Mike for getting sick.
I almost died. I'm just saying, but sorry. I couldn't email you back.
But the day that you did that, I was actually like, I was going to be like, you know, I normally ask both him and Neil Patrick Harris if they would join us on the show. And it's usually through Twitter. And it's like, I type up a nice little note and, you know, so like it was, I was literally thinking of it that day. And then I got the notification and I was like, what? Like, you know, like I was so surprised. And so, you know, I too have been kind of like doing some research on it. I know that he's a big Disney fan and everything like that, but you know, I did see a few months ago that he was at Give Kids the World and he posted some stuff. And I know that mm-hmm. I think Give Kids the World actually posted some stuff too, you know, when he was actually there one time and he, you know, was doing some volunteer work there that one day. And so I knew he knew what Give Kids the World was. So I knew that I had, you know, we had a shot at it. And then when I found out, you know, that you had already done it, I was like, oh, that's so cool. So, okay. But yeah, you know, it's kind of funny over the past, you know, month, my love for his love of Disney has like, when you really see how much he loves Disney, I mean, I knew he loved Disney, but like, you know, seeing how he kind of interacted about the D23 event and how he got to be there and interview, you know, legend Imagineers. And like, you saw him geeking out just as much as any of us would have geeked out. Like he loves it just like we do. And that's the coolest thing about, you know, him and his love of Disney. Cause you know, some people are just like, yeah, I like Disney, you know, and then that'd be that, but like, he loves it like we do. And, I think that's really cool. I mean, you know, he posted something very touching with the passing of Marty Sklar, you know, and, you know, you wouldn't think that just a celebrity would have such an affinity like that, but it really, I mean, you know, you could tell that it affected him as well, you know, so,
Well, he had done the interview with him just a week ago.
Like all the rest of us.
It's really neat to, it's neat to see. And that's, another point of connection. I hadn't thought of Neil Patrick Harris. So
challenge. I always think of Neil Patrick Harris. So, you know.
You missed it, Ricky. He said challenge
accepted. I didn't message him this year because I knew you'd already gotten the John Stamos stuff. So I was like, well, I'll do it next year.
That's too funny.
Yeah, we'll have to hit him up at like Candlelight Processional, you know, just like he's trying to.
No, he already has a strong restraining order in place.
Yes, so. I can't talk to him.
Now, if you sit in the back of the auditorium, is that within the 50 meters, the 50 yards, or is that outside of that?
I think I'm right. I am mad because he's actually, Neil Patrick Harris is actually performing, I think, the day before I get there. And I'm like, no, I'm so close.
That just means you quit your job and go a day early, Ricky. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You job down that there you night paid before? A lot of money to do. I need to quit to go see Neil Patrick Harris perform Candlelight Processional. I'm sorry. It's fine.
Yeah. You just call in sick and then hope that your boss doesn't follow your Instagram feed. And it's like,
The problem is I've already run out of sick/vacation days at that point. So I'm on the break.
Joe, let me tell you, that doesn't work out well, especially when you're interviewed on TV while you're down there calling in sick.
Just, let's be perfectly honest.
And you send a shout out to your school district that, hey, it's a snow day today. What's going on, everybody back home? And everybody in the district's watching to see if we're off school. Yeah. Don't do that. Awesome. But Joe, seriously, honestly, thank you. You have always supported everything we do with the podcast, the runners, and this is above and beyond. So I can't wait to see you again down at Walt Disney. We'll give you a big hug, buddy. Thank you so much for supporting the kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you in marathon weekend. So
yeah, it'll be fun again. Are you doping again? Or I can't remember.
Yeah. And the last thing I was going to say is you mentioned this earlier. I'm going to need 9 other stout men. I think we're going to try and duplicate a photo or duplicate a mural. It's actually based on a painting.
That's so funny because
I've already got one picked out for Scott and Mike Bankhead and for you. So I'm hoping you're going to be available and maybe Steve.
I was listening to that show the other day.
Steve up right now. I'll volunteer.
Yes, we know Steve, whatever
you need. Yes. Sign and Steve up, Joe. You can just tell him that he said he would do it, and he forgets half the stuff he says. So that works.
We need chaps. We need chaps.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much, buddy. And we'll talk to you soon.
Guys.
We'll be here all day, so give us a call later
on. Take care.
All right. See you later, bud.
Bye.
I was totally
thinking the other day, we need to duplicate that picture. Whatever. All right.
I think you might be.
I think we have another caller. Let's get this caller on the line. That's why we're here. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, it's Jocelyn.
Hey, Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
Hi, guys.
So I gotta ask you this on behalf of the ladies. You have the items in your hot little hands, correct?
Say that again?
You have the John Stamos items, correct?
I do, and that's what I was calling to say. I might hold them for additional ransom for extra donations. I haven't sent them to Ricky yet.
That's funny.
We were at the beach cottage all week, so I haven't been able to get them in the mail to her. So I might have to up the ante. Whoever pays Jocelyn off the most.
That's hysterical.
The answer's always Pam.
Absolutely.
Pam.
Absolutely. So we just wanted to say hi, just finished making some Mickey waffles. We have the Bretzius's, Holly and Carrie, and their family up here right now.
Hello,
guys. They're saying hello. We got to go for a run this morning, and so they just showed up with the kids. We're going to have a nice little brunch while we listen to the show.
Your kids your girls are too cute on Instagram. Like, that looks staged. You got to quit doing that. Like, it looks too fake. Like, with the
mini
swimsuits and stuff.
How do they like each other so
exactly.
much?
Exactly. Like, real life, like, it's a headlock and somebody's, like, pounding somebody in my family. Yeah. You know, come on. Right?
We have our share of those, too. The other day, I looked at Aries, and I was like, you know what? I used to, like, my brothers and sister and I, like, we all beat on each other. Like, I'm over-breaking this up. Just let them fight it. They'll be fine.
My money's always on beans.
Oh, yeah.
She's a scrapper.
Yes, she is.
Oh, she is. She is. That kid is too much, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh. She keeps us on our toes, but
that's funny.
Oh, they're excited. Rayleigh already came to me and said, "Mommy, I want to donate $20 today from her own money."
Oh,
so
love that.
She's my so well. They're all sweet, but she's always looking out for everybody. So we'll take care of that later on today and stuff. But yeah, so if awesome. Anybody wants to up their their chances, and Pam, if it's you, that's absolutely fine. Just send me some messages on the side, and I'll make sure to mail in John Stamos paraphernalia.
Yeah, that works.
Too funny.
Let's see how it goes.
That was and yeah. Pam. Really, I will attest. Pam really did know what scene that was from 2 pages of pictures that I sent. She's like, "That's the scene where the attic makes its debut and such a lot. That was so impressive.
It is very true. So I will say, this is my little confession for Full House. So I am one of those people that, and I think this is just the nature of my personality, I have trouble shutting my mind off at night, okay? And I could lay there for hours and think about the 8 million things I want to do with whatever the business is doing or things like that at night. So one of the things I started doing many, many years ago was watching an episode of Full House. And it was relaxing. I didn't feel like I had to watch it. I just kind of put it on in the background in our bedroom and would fall asleep to that all the time. So then I bought the box set so that I could take it with me wherever we were. So there it is. Confessions of Pam Forrester.
That's right. I do the same thing. Just not with Full House.
We actually have the box
set. But it really helps my brain stop thinking just for a little bit. So. Yeah.
That's
absolutely
true.
The girls watch it all the time because we have the box set, as we do the Brady Bunch. So when we drove down,
we do too.
To South Carolina,
the furry box set.
Oh my goodness,
it was awesome. I was driving and they listened to episode after episode in the car, and it was I watched every single one in my head, scene for scene. I've seen those so many times, I knew exactly what was going on. It was great. How about Fuller House? Do you like Fuller House too? Do you think that was a good comeback?
I really only started I only watched, I think, probably the first six episodes of it. And I did like it. But I will tell you, I would love to see Steve and DJ get together. I always thought that they should have been together. So that's my one thing that I would like to see.
I know. And they're just playing him like such a poor thing.
I know.
They could have given him some hair or something. I don't know. He's like a poor thing on the show. But I have to finish season two, but it's really cute. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Well, thank you guys for everything you do today. I'll be excited to watch and listen along today, and I'm sure you'll hear more from us.
Yeah, have the girls call in.
Sure. Yes.
All right. We'll do.
All right. Tell everybody we said hello. Have fun at that brunch.
Thanks, Jocelyn.
Bye, Jocelyn.
All right.
Bye.
Speaking of brunch, Pam, I'm down. I'm talking yelling upstairs in my Pam. I'm getting hungry. I put some.
I know. I already had Hannah. Go ahead and make the little Starbucks run for me. So
I did my traditional Waffle House this morning, so I'm good.
Nice. I did my ramen sandwich, my egg on top of a peanut butter sandwich.
Nice.
Good protein.
I did not bring home any toast, though. Actually, that's a lie. Brian brought home his entire thing because I said, Brian, we got to go. You can't sit here and eat any longer. So I made him bring home all his food. But
you're so mean to Brian. You are so lucky. I mean, he puts up with so much. I'm just saying behind the scenes.
Very, very true. another BOGP confession.
Let's get another
Ricky
call.
Is mean to Brian.
Oh, I just missed it.
He just is go with the flow with it. He's like, whatever.
He is so laid back, man. It is a miracle.
Yes.
That's the problem, though. Sometimes.
Here we go.
You abuse him because he's nice. That's exactly it.
She's irritated about it.
We just missed a call, so give us a call back if you were just trying to call in, because we are going to take this call, then we're going to reset and let everybody know, because we got some new folks tuned in, I'm sure. The numbers are crazy on our Mixler channel and on Facebook, so we appreciate that. Hey, who's joining us on this Sunday morning? It sounds windy. Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hey.
Sorry, sounds like you guys are breaking up a little bit. It's 6 a.m. here in Hawaii. Good morning, everybody.
Aloha, George. How's it going?
It's not bad. Life's a beach. I'm just staring at the water right now. Pre-dawn hours. Still sun's coming up. Got about a half hour before this 5K begins. But, yep.
Speaking of Brady Bunch, and there's George. The best episode ever took place out in Hawaii, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the big lesson there is don't go surfing with a tiki idol around your neck, and you'll be good.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, that's a lesson we all learned. So, maybe do that. Or follow
how's it going
Vincent
so far, guys?
Into a cave.
Yeah.
That's probably also a bad idea. Yeah.
So we are doing great, George. Let me just we're gonna reset everything here after your call, but let's get an update here just while we're on. Let's see, refresh. Man, my computer's screaming. It's like you've asked me to do too much this year. Holy cow, we have surpassed the $5,000 mark for Give Kids the World already. $5,041 raised. So drop by BRGuestPodcast.com to donate.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Woo-hoo.
Oh.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, as soon as I get back home, I'll be sure to get my donation in. And want to definitely encourage the lizards out there. If, you know, sometime today, make sure you guys get your donations in, because that certainly certainly helps the cause. So.
Totally. That's the one thing Mr. Mike Bankhead does for us, you know, kind of keeps us all together all year long. But this is the one day that we ask for you to, you know, drop some money into the can today. It's for Give Kids the World, the one day of the year. Right here today. Let's make it happen. Because we have over, I was looking at the group the other day, I saw over 1,150 members of the Lizards just on the Facebook group. So that's crazy. That's a lot of runners. That's a lot of insane people.
That is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And so did I take it, Mike Bankhead did not get thrown in Facebook jail this year, did he?
He stayed out of Facebook jail.
Well, we took him on the cruise. We had him on the cruise, so that took him out of the country for at least a week. So that helped kind of slow down his pace there as we were leading up. So.
Well, I'm going to just say that hopefully Mark Zuckerberg is a fan of the BOGP podcast and the world, so that's why he decided not to put him in jail.
All the time.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. I mean, we got Zuckerberg. We got Elon Musk so far. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Awesome. Man, I wish I was out there with you. I could imagine how beautiful that must be out there.
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to be a hot day, but yeah, it's definitely beautiful. Right now, I'm not seeing a whole lot of in regards to clouds, but I can already feel the wind picking up. Waikiki's getting lit up. I can see Diamond Head barely in the background, but it's going to be a wonderful day for sure.
All right. Well, George, I don't get to tell you enough. Thanks for the friendship, buddy, and I hope to get out to your islands sometime soon and get to see you in person.
Hey, just remember now, April 2018.
I know.
Half a half marathon.
I know Adam's going out there to run it. I know he's already committed. I love it. I love seeing that.
Yeah, so we can certainly use more lizards. So it's Hawaii. What else do I have to say, right? You know,
I'll hit the lottery, then I'll definitely
sign
up the next day.
It's paradise every day.
It must be. It must be just like living in Missouri. You know, not much different.
Yeah, well, that or maybe Castaway Key, but just a little more traffic, that's all.
It's true. All those dang boats. All right, well, George, we appreciate you calling in, and have a good morning. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be here all day.
All right, take care, everybody.
Take care, bye.
Thanks, George.
Bye-bye.
Man, he's in Hawaii. Every time he calls, it just blows me away.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BRGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.